This is Davinston.
Back, last segment of the show. Quick, I guess we just found out the former First Lady Barbara Bush passed away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Send our condolences to the Bush family. I'm sure they were waiting on those from us. But, yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I never had a problem with her.
Yeah, she was a nice lady.
Really? You guys hung out?
She
played some canasta?
She seemed like a nice lady.
They all seemed nice. But, you know, nothing horrible came out about her. So
no, she supposedly had a sarcastic sense of humor, and I appreciated that.
Maybe she was a fan of the show.
Maybe.
Might have been. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. But also unfortunate, not equally as unfortunate, Yankees are getting their asses kicked to a shit team. So,
where are they playing tonight?
They're playing at home.
Ooh, what a lousy night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised he even got the game in.
Why, is it raining?
Yeah. Down there. It's snowing up here.
Okay. Crappy.
Well, whatever. Should have been rained out. All right. Let's,
So it was 7-1.
What? 7-0.
7-0.
Haven't even scored. Our Japanese friend fucking throwing up sushi up there. What?
I thought we were talking about Anne for a second.
Yeah, it's a great segue. I wish I would have thought of it. Yeah, we'll do some Scambusters, some Anne Jackson. We'll take you back to September 22nd, 2014. I'm sure she'll be arguing with somebody.
Yes.
Pip will give us some categories. We'll get back into it.
No, I think that our first category has to be the ever-present Mr. Davin. And the second category is So-Called.
So-Called.
And the third category, one of my particular favorites, Fuck You. Oh, and that's the category. So...
Five Mr. Davins.
Five Mr. Davins.
What was the second one? I'm sorry.
So-Called.
I'm going to go five with that.
Oh, wow.
And Fuck Yous, I'm feeling seven.
Oh, wow.
You
okay. I'm going to go with nine Mr. Davins.
Jeez.
I'm just feeling it. I'm going to go with three So-Called. And... four Fuck Yous. And Joe's Girl.
Hi, Joe's Girl.
Hi, Joe's Girl.
With five Mr. Davins, two So-Calleds, and one Fuck You. Should reserve that one for you, I'm sure.
A very special. Long-distance dedication, Fuck You.
Funny. Tommy out there tonight?
No, he's not. We haven't seen a little bit of our Tom. Mm. But sometimes he works late and he can't get here.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's see. Where
you poor thing.
Yeah.
Dateline, September 22nd, 2014. Mr. Davin!
That's one on the board.
Is that how I read it?
Yeah. Mr. Davin!
That's how I read it.
Yeah.
It's been that long you forgot how to say
you
it?
You gotta say it?
Well, no, I read it properly.
But okay.
Here, let me give you a primer. Me!
Thank you.
There you go.
It's been a while since we've done this. It really has.
Yeah.
Please read the messages. Please, I need your suggestions. So she sends me some messages. This is from the United Nations Foundation team. You're not buying it, Joseph? Mailings at unfoundation.org / Social Good Summit Watch Live Now. This is what it says. Earlier this week, we emailed you about the Social Good Summit, a global conversation with United Nations leaders, experts, and advocates on the biggest issues of our time. Watch the conversation today at socialgoodsummit.org and join the discussion online using the hashtag 2030Now. The summit kicks off at noon, and we have an exciting lineup of speakers for today, including Pharrell Williams, Alicia Keys, and the head of several UN agencies. We hope you join us, United Nations Foundation team. So I said, appears to be legitimate. No, it's real.
Yeah, really. I know. I was like, the way it's written, it's just, what a stupid name, though.
Yeah, really.
Maybe they didn't get a chance to workshop it.
I don't think
sounds
they did.
Like they did.
So she goes, Mr. Davin.
That's dose.
They are. Please believe in me.
Me.
Kindly reply to
me
soon. I am looking for the conversation between
me
and Green. Miller did not contact
me.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, three. Trace.
Maybe I will go to bed early today because I am very, very tired and I have a hay fever.
I have a hay fever.
I will send the conversations to you when I am back online. Thanks. Mr. Davin!
Four.
God damn it, boy. She's going nuts with them.
Yeah.
Can you go there to New York? I go, I do not have an invitation, so I could not get in.
Funny.
True. September 23rd, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Whoa, five!
This is the best way to help the victims. I am going to send mails to them talking about this international scam.
With big cocks.
I sent many mails to them. There is no specific law for this, and this is why we need UN to help us. Do you want to help victims?
No.
What do you think I said to her?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I go, I help you, haven't I?
Oh,
funny.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it is.
Stupid asker.
What does she think she is?
I know. Do you want to help victims? No.
No, I want to lead them to scammers like you do. Teach me your ways.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, my God. Six.
Wow.
I need to go to work. I found this last night. Please read it by yourself. Scram. I got to read it by myself.
What? You have to be in a dark room by yourself?
And a sock. Hey, leave me out of this.
It's not that kind of writing.
It's not erotica.
I'm not interested.
It's assholica. Different thing.
Yeah, I was already on it.
You will know this fucking Miller's personality. And then this is from retardatlarge@gmail.com.
Retard at large.
Not retard at large.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounds like.
Subject a picture. Picture for you. And then what's this say? This is by the scammer using Joseph Dunford's stuff. I think he's a general.
Yeah. Okay.
This guy is still on tag using the photo in the ID. This guy made many accounts in Gmail, and I blocked him. This must be from somebody writing to her in them. All I also reported him to Google, and most of them are now gone. I am too nervous to contact the people. You give me the link because I am not good on a PC. Let me know. And then you've seen the picture. So then there's a picture of the scammer. These pictures were from Picasa from Google. All right, then there's a picture of a scammer called a scammer JPEG. So I think this is somebody writing to Anne.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a completely different writing style. Yeah. It must be.
I go, who do you want her to contact? Anne, I really do not want advising scam victims.
Yeah.
This is from September 24th, 2014. Brown Cotton says, Anne, I am very sad because I am losing my job yesterday.
Uh-oh.
No job now. Debtor, nonstop call. No, wrong. Me ask money back. I am crazy now. Go. Anyway. You killed the victims. You are an asshole.
What?
Well, I go, what is this?
What is that?
Exactly. September 25th, 2014. Mr.
Davin! Oh, there's seven.
Maybe you can ask her for the full header to locate Miller. I blocked her out after she blamed
me
a lot. She wanted Miller. Another one who wants Miller.
Yeah, they're all warm for his form.
I've never heard that before.
That's some of them happy days.
That's so old. See, we're older.
Nice saying, Fonz.
Yeah.
Sit on it, stupid. See, I combine the old with the new.
Huddle it.
Whoa.
Thank you. I was on a trip to the barrel, but Pip said, hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on. I think I got a ticket down there,
don't
too.
Rush headlong without me.
This is our barrel.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, no problem.
That was the epitome of bad comedy. She wanted Miller.
The epitome.
She wanted Miller. Miller did not contact
me
often. And once Miller asked me if I wanted to chat with him, I refused him. Then names is Rita. Rita was so jealousy. I think that was a Gin Blossom song.
Yeah, Hey Jealousy. Yes.
No, was so jealousy. That was the original. Then they had a change. The record label wanted them to change it to Hey Jealousy.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I'm fucking bullshitting you here.
Oh, God, I was fired.
I do know that you have to play that song exact, because if you're just a skosh out, you could turn it into a train wreck, even though it's three chords.
Huh. You just like, I don't know what he's talking about.
It's
I'm
fine.
Going
at, least
on.
At least he didn't want to just share it with you this time. I'm happy. He decided to tell the whole audience.
He was afraid to get reamed.
As well he should be. I was so busy busting scammers.
Really, yeah. Were you?
And I never thought of that kind of thing happening to
me.
The victim who brought this to our attention wanted green. It makes me headache.
It makes me headache.
It makes me headache. This is why she traced
me
and chased
me.
In fact, green is real. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. This is what I can tell you. Miller is also real.
Oh, no. No. She's backsliding again.
Yes. But you think of them as scammers. I don't look for men, so I really do not understand it well. Well, men have penises.
Yeah. I don't look for men.
Let me explain, darling.
Yeah.
I did reject Miller many times. This is the truth. I need to look for some conversations before to you. Green and
Me.
I am looking for some better jobs. Even the leader of the restaurant is very nice to
me.
Every staff admits my working ability, and I guess maybe I will have the chance to get promotion doing business. I am thinking of my job career. I will contact UN trying to explain many things and send your web to them, too. Please give
me
more time to do it. Mr. Davin!
Oh, that's 8.
Victim C got lots of violence due to being scammed by the scammers from Ghana. She sent money to UK. Fucking brown cotton, Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois?
That's the one. Said to her that she can get her money back as long as she paid for the fees to open the case file. Sarah asked her to pay for another fees, and I tried to save the money while Jennifer Green was scammed
me.
Out of $1,500 because I did tell Jennifer I want to help victims. Finally, I found the money will never be back. They are fucking animals.
Oh.
You seem perturbed, perplexed.
I am.
I need to do lots of report, and I will send mails out to expose all the truth. They make me fucking mad. This is not joke.
Okay.
They destroy my whole life and job career. They are not human beings. I will let Brown Cotton get arrested. I swear for what I said. Brown Cotton is chicken now, and he is online every day, and he is hiding.
Well, it can't be both.
Then September 26, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, 9.
This is a good video. She sends me a link to the video.
Okay.
I go, yes, it is. Then she sends me a mail. I saw email. I sent mails to UN.
Oh, good for you.
This is the United Nations Foundation team, unfoundation.org. And this is what she wrote to UN. I sent many mails to UN asking for help to victims who got hit by scam. This international scam is outlawed, and there's no organized law to arrest those scammers who are black mafia dealing with smuggling drugs and money laundering, or who are the terrorists doing terror activities using the scam to raise funds. Hell of an opening sentence, paragraph.
Yeah, really. Wow. That was a lot.
It really was.
That's a lot to unpack all at once.
It is. She has confidence they can. My true scam case is involved in murder, and then this is why I tried to tell the truth. I sent mails and called FBI and Interpol asking for help, but unfortunately, I do not get real help. I sent mails to the UN before. UN Secretary Melvin Santos chokes the victim's money. And this is when somebody goes, really?
Really?
This is so easy to look up.
I know.
Unless you think like he's a secretary who takes notes, which she doesn't.
I don't know what she's saying. Yeah. I don't know.
So UN Secretary Melvin Santos chokes the victims and money, and the victims do not get any money back. And then this is from UNG said secretary. Attention! We've received several email that you have sent to our desk. So she's sending them the bullshit that he gets. That
right.
She gets. If you have any complaint, please state all the details. We're giving you our uttermost assurance that your plight will be severely dealt with according to law.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
We await your prompt response, Dr. Melvin Santos, UN secretary.
Oh, my God. So she's sending this to what she thinks
she's
is the
UN.
She's
showing his evidence.
Yeah.
Well, no. She's actually sending it to a real place at the UN.
Okay, but this is what she got back?
This is what she's sending them. Mm. So now she's sending the real UN bullshit that she got from the fake UN.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Ball busting blue.
Oh. Mm.
I have the evidence that Melvin Santos does not help the victims, but ask the never-ending payment. I did pay lots of money, but they still ask
me
to pay. This is scam. I tried to ask for help from UN, and UN secretary tried to scam
me.
Please read the truth from my blog. And then she puts up a fucking blog. Thanks for your kind attention.
I gotta read this shit.
I know. She's like,
oh, I'm sure they're still fucking reading, Joe. I'm sure they're still fucking paying a lot of attention to this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your kind attention and waiting for your reply. Waiting for your true reply. Do not send
me
this kind of topic because UN do not help the victims around the world. I also contact Best Media. Just
media.
Wouldn't it be great if fucking Trump adopted that, the mess media?
The mess media. Oh.
It would be great.
It'd be great, the mess media.
No longer fake news, it's the mess media.
Mess
it
media.
It really would be better than fake news.
They make a mess out of everything.
Yeah, it'd be great. Joe, call him. You, Hannity, the press, go fucking sit around.
You know, text him when you get home.
Why wait? Text him now.
Yeah.
Here is our website. And then she puts our website, davinsden.com.
Oh,
here's the website from One Good Mess Media. Oh, here's the website from One Good
One
Mess Media.
One Good Mess Media.
How do I not have that in our fucking references?
One Good Mess
Media. One Good Mess Media.
That's a testimonial. That's
yeah,
a,
really?
Yeah, One Good Mess Media and Jackson.
Actually, it should be up
it
there.
It really should.
You have to put that up
I'm
there.
I'm dropping the ball.
One Good Mess Media.
I'll get the Dean Donnie on that.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see it in 3 years. Subject, see-through lies.
Oh.
Subject, see-through lies.
I cannot is the in parentheses.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go, 10.
After Jennifer scammed me out of $1,500, it was never enough. Please read the conversations. Notice, here's a list. 1, Miller has high blood pressure.
Where did this come from?
The list.
His doctor.
Notice the list. Okay.
2, Jennifer got hit by a moving car and she lost the money.
Jennifer got run over by a reindeer.
Bringing the money out to nobody.
Now, you might say she's a scammer.
But as for me and Melvin, we believe.
Oh, we're good. We're really funny in short spurts.
Yes.
Very short.
3, the funds will be out, but the payment is never ending. They ask to pay and pay. In the beginning, they said to me, no need to pay so much money. They are fucking liars.
They're
well. They're fucking scammers.
Stupid.
Right.
Yes.
4, they play dirty on me a lot. Ooh, go on. Go on.
They play dirty on me a lot.
I think
like
it's a Bukkake thing. She's Japanese, after all.
I know.
It's like the kids down the street that would steal my army men. They play dirty on me.
They stole your army men?
No, no.
Oh, that's right. You thought they went AWOL, but they were kidnapped. Yeah. You had no idea. You're setting up court martials in your little Lego fort for these guys. Poor little Joe didn't know what to do.
Sergeant, bring the weeble to vote to the court. So, you wobble, but you won't fall down. You will tonight, sir.
You will fall when I say fall.
You will stand at attention, no wobbling.
And hopefully, if the governor does not call on that little phone with the wobbly eyes, you're doomed.
Quite threatening. They play dirty on me a lot. I want to read it like that. They play dirty on me a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why are you reading it like Roger?
I spoke to him. But I already see through the lies from them. Sorry, with all the Bukkake, my
yeah, it's hard to read.
Anyway, you can see this fucking man called Brown Cotton, who is a real mafia. I do not think he's a man from FBI.
Well, good for you.
And here's the conversation between Brown and how many fucking pages is this before I can stop for tonight? All right. So this is between Brown and Ann. Brown asks, how are you? Ann goes, please do not contact me anymore. I am in trouble with my payment. You destroy me, assholes. No, there's a pyramid period there.
You destroy me, assholes.
You destroy me, assholes.
Arr, you destroy me, assholes.
You plunder me, rectum.
You shouldn't be putting your hook right there.
Rectum, I hardly know.
Arr. And the word is R, and it's not for rectum. Arr.
You said walk the plank, not take the plank.
Oh my god.
This is what happens when you blow through punctuation. Yes. You can change it completely.
Oh my god.
Oh, let's see. You destroy me, assholes. Go to hell. Brown goes, what trouble? Why you always insult me? Because that's what the script calls for. Ann goes, I have no money to pay for my company. Brown goes, I see. What about Jennifer? Ann goes, this is lie. Lie? Brown goes, did you contact her? Ann goes, it is her who did this by herself. Brown goes, no, never. What did she do? Well, if you don't know never, then you know.
Yeah. How can you believe it?
Yeah, exactly. She wants to come to Japan. She says it always to her dad. Ann goes, do not contact me anymore. Brown goes, because she asked you to help her? She did it to you. Ann goes, do not tell me anything. Brown goes, why? Ann goes, because this fucking idiot funds destroy me. I am totally broke. Brown goes, at this stage? Ann goes, and I have no money. Brown goes, I know that. Ann goes, what stage? Stage 4, terminal stupid.
Oh my God.
Stage 4, terminal stupid.
That might be what we call this.
We're going to let him rest comfortably and be dumb as he wants. He's stage 4,
terminal
stupid.
We're not going to try to educate him anymore. Yeah. He's stage 4, terminally stupid.
He's gone. Well, what happens?
Nothing can be done.
What happens now? We take him to the hospice for assholes.
Just palliative care. Yeah. Just here's some tiddlywinks. Yeah. There you go.
Cartoons for you. That's all we can do at this point.
Cartoon Network. None of that smart stuff.
No. I have no money. Brown goes, I know that. What? Ann goes, what stage? It is lie. Brown goes, how is your fever? Ann goes, people are laughing. Never contact
me.
I am looking for one more job. Brown goes, who? Ann goes, I need to work. I need to solve my problem. Brown goes, she only needs $200. Ann goes, never tell
me.
Only. Brown goes, she can get the funds out. Ann goes, I never see any money. Ask Miller to pay. He used
Me.
Brown says, I sent her the money last time. Anne goes, do not contact
me.
Brown goes, Miller is having high blood pressure.
Yeah, and?
Maybe it's a cocktail. Anne goes, you asked me to complete the fees before. Fuck him. He always did this to
me.
And if he's always fucking me, I'm not angry. He always did this.
I'm just a little sore sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hard worker.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, it's not easy.
Dedicated.
Sure, to the task. Brown goes, oh no, please. Anne goes, this is scam. Scam. Brown goes, no. Anne goes, do not contact me.
Me.
Brown goes, no. Anne goes, I am fucking mad.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Brown goes, it's only $200. Please believe me. Anne goes, I will tell the people the truth. Brown goes, you will get the money. Yes, please believe me. Anne goes, never. She lies to
me
three times. I'm going to say more.
Three lies are the charm.
Sure. Brown goes, she cries every day. Sometimes
she cries
when she goes to the bank.
Who did that to him?
That was Warren, man. Great fucking tune. Yeah. Just heard it today while working out on my ass.
Right.
Missed the first part of the show. 30 minutes of ass work.
Okay.
It was not play.
But you doing your personal time?
It was not.
It was the plank in his
room. It was a plank.
It was not ass play. It was ass work. Got to get that booty in good condition, Joe.
All right.
Especially when dealing with scammers, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
She cries every day. Anne goes, I will never contact all of you. That is her problem. I did tell her the truth. Brown goes, please. Anne goes, I have no money. Brown goes, she said you are right. She also said this is the last stage. Yes, she is there. Anne goes, I do not believe in it. Never. Ask Miller to pay. Brown goes, after all, Miller is ill. Anne goes, you ask
me
to pay for his gold bars. Brown goes, please believe.
Please believe? No.
Okay, well, you're not Anne. Anne goes, why not ask him to pay for it? That is his problem. Brown goes, oh. Anne goes, when he is fine, he can pay. Brown goes, please. Anne goes, I have no money. Do not contact
me.
Brown goes, Jennifer needs to go back to UK. Anne goes, just let her go back to UK. That is her problem. You know, she's on a point. Like, what's this got to do with me?
Yeah, what's it got to do with me? Why is this my problem?
I got 99 problems and you ain't one. It's a musical show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I feel like the part of me was written to be a Japanese person, and I think it's wrong that a Jew is playing me.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should
sort of way.
We should cancel the radio
show.
Or maybe I'm not reading Anne properly. She's a Japanese woman.
No, we're thinking about calling that actor that played Long Duck Dong in the 80s movie.
Here's your Chinaman, Henry.
Play the part of you. Here's your Chinaman.
Remember that?
Yes.
There's your Chinaman, because he couldn't find him.
Because he finally flying out of the
Yeah, there's your Chinaman, Henry.
Oh, my God. Your Chinaman.
Can't say that anymore.
No, none of that from that movie.
Brown goes, she cannot waste the money for transport. Anne goes, that is her problem. Brown goes, please, the student paid you. Please. Anne goes, I will never send money. Brown goes, help her. Anne goes, never. Help her, Anne. You're her only hope. The worst Star Wars episode ever. Anne goes, never. I have trouble. Brown goes, $200. Anne goes, do not contact
me.
Anne goes, Brown goes, it'll be solved. Anne goes, never. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, all of you destroy
me.
I will have problem. Brown goes, no. Anne goes, this destroys
me.
Fuck you.
Oh, there we go. One.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Brown goes, please. Anne goes, even it will influence my job looking. Go back to UK. There is nothing to do with
me
my
anymore.
Job looking.
My job looking.
I can't spend time with you guys. I got to do some job looking.
Yeah. So my
wonder why I'm unemployed.
I've got job looking to do.
This is the epitome of embarrassment.
It is the epitome indeed. Go back to UK. There's nothing to do with me anymore. I will publish the truth. You all destroy me. This is the truth. Brown goes, never. Anne goes, you do. For 2 years, Brown goes, no. Me? No.
No,
Peshaw.
Never.
Peshaw. You don't get a lot of Peshaw anymore.
No.
Anne goes, think about what I said. If you were
me,
you would know the truth. You are like mafias. Brown goes, never. Anne goes, the ways you do to me.
Me.
Brown goes, I know how you feel. Tight. No, I know how you feel. Anne goes, never contact Me. Anymore. Brown goes, I cannot do anything bad to you. Anne goes, you did it. From the gold bars. From the funds. The way you did to me. You all hold the money. I paid. You never returned to me.
Me.
Fucking mafias. When Miller wants money, Brown goes, since you insult me, I will cease contact with you.
Oh, finally. I thought it would never happen. She's told
not,
him.
Not cease. Seize.
Seize.
I will be taking contact with you.
Oh, no.
Anne goes, because you are mafias. Never contact me anymore. Brown goes, you never sent
me.
Oh, no, he doesn't say that. Any money. Huh? Simon didn't say.
Simon says, we both screwed up.
Yeah, right.
You both sit out. Anne goes, this is all you did to
me.
Brown goes, I did send mine either. Okay, bye. Brown goes, Anne, can you send $150 to Jennifer? James can send $50. I talked to James. Are you there?
Oh, wow.
The art of the deal.
The art of the deal. It's going to be great.
I taught Anne everything she knows. She declared bankruptcy. I talked to James. Are you there? Anne goes, do not contact
me
anymore. I'm looking for one more job. Brown goes, okay. Excuse me. Excuse me. Anne says, never contact
me.
Go to hell. I think that's a good place to end.
Mm.
Go to hell? Yes.
Indeed. Yeah, that's enough. So give us a tally there, Pipper.
Well, we had 10 Mr. Davins.
It's a lot of Mr. Davin.
Yeah. A lot. Well, she kept like stopping and starting with her conversations. So I came closest with 9.
Mm. Oh, good job, Pip.
Yeah, thanks. And
you're
then
welcome.
There were absolutely no so-calleds.
Bad job, Pip.
I know.
Fuck you.
And then, well, speaking of which, there was one fuck you. And that was.
More in our hearts.
And that was Joe's girl.
Yeah, girl.
So
girl.
We split
yeah.
it.
Split it.
Split.
If I could make a suggestion for next time, I think me should be one of the words.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, that,
no, he couldn't possibly imagine, yet he came up with this. He's a real idiot savant over there.
I don't think I could keep track with doing it and counting it.
Because if you had to pick
limited
the,
in her talent.
Right, because you had to pick the number, like you would go in like a 20.
Oh, no.
And that's lowballing it.
Are you kidding me? There'd be like at least 50 of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Something to think about.
Yep.
All right.
All right, so, yeah, let's thank some folks and get the fuck out of here. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
You all done?
Chapter 2.
Is it keeping you?
Yes, Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any diets, every need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for those special events such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner, our pal Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, you have anything coming up?
I'll let you know.
And we'll keep you posted on that. Oh, so experience everything that Portobello has to offer, 175 Rampo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Pip, where can we listen to your husband?
Well, he's back on his regular schedule, so now you can listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com from 3 to 6 every weekday afternoon. He plays great music, and he's funny, so listen to Mr. Helix.
She's not biased at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
She doesn't have a vested interest in you listening.
Right.
None.
Go check out Mr. Helix. He's a wise man who may be picking up Wendy's in the future.
He might be.
Just saying. I work for my friends.
It could happen.
Joe, where will you be gracing the stage?
Really nowhere. Nothing this week.
All right.
Nothing to see here.
Sorry I asked.
No. Just doing that private, and that's it.
Oh, you got a private?
Well, we're doing it with the temple gig.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not there. So we're not. I'm not part of your we.
Well, all right. But,
but if I wasn't so damn funny when I was there last year, there'd be no we this year.
That's right.
That is right.
Yeah.
No, the show was fine.
I know.
Yeah.
I said if I wasn't so funny last year because I closed the show last year. Like if I ate a dick there all and right. couldn't help them with electrical issues,
all right.
there would be no this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure what the humming meant.
That's he's a hero.
Sure that,
like, you know, God bless him. Like he's in front of the American flag, waving with the wind blowing through his
God
hair.
God bless the Rosenberg.
Do you do that when the president boasts Rosenberg. About bullshit? do you hum that? Because you'd be humming a lot,
He
fucker.
Hums it himself. No, need I help.
No, he's like, no, he'd be like, where's my thank you? Mm-hmm. He actually tweets, where's my thank you? I got you. Fuck you. Where's my thank you? All right. Lots of stuff going on April 18th, tomorrow. Four shows in New York City.
What?
What don't you understand?
I don't understand how you can do four shows in New York City in one day.
I'm a man of many talents.
Okay, do tell.
I was about to. Thank you for permission.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We don't know how this bit goes. No, we don't.
I interjected.
That's fine. You can interject whenever you want.
Thank you.
Joe can hum whenever he wants.
Yes.
So it's all fine. I'll be on at 6 p.m. I'll be at the Phoenix Bar located on 447 East 13th Street off of Avenue A.
Okay.
Then I will be on the 7:30 show at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Okay.
For tickets, call 212-777-5233. Then I'll be playing a hostel. A hostel.
A what?
A hostel. That's where like...
Hostel takeover.
That's where like people like who don't want to pay for a hotel stay. A lot of foreign kids.
Yeah.
Stay there.
This is a hostel. Get on stage, motherfucker! Well, you guys are too friendly. Yeah, well, we're a hostel. Get on stage. Really? Really? Those are jokes? Really? Really? Are they? I don't like this. They're kind of hostile. All right, get the fuck off stage. There's some asshole this was on. All right.
They're sitting in their bunks writing the stuff down right now. That's a great idea.
You like want to tag thing. Along? You can probably get on that show.
Yeah, okay.
You can probably get on. No. Jeff Cole's show.
No, I like Jeff. I got, what am I doing tomorrow? I got band practice tomorrow.
Okay. So one time at band practice. Joe, stop playing with the clarinet in the corner.
Funny.
And then I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, wow.
For tickets, call 212-757-2323.
Something to say, Joseph?
He actually turned his head to the microphone to clear his throat. Most people turn their head away. 2 weeks in a row, it was like radio lessons with Joe. Yeah.
That was really funny. He turned into it. It's like, would you like to interject now?
What's that about?
So funny.
I'm half asleep, dude. Long day.
So well, tell the half of you that's not asleep to join the show.
Oh, hold on.
Joe's putting his hands up in his shirt now.
I'm sorry, boss man.
I'm waving.
It's like being asked to build a house and only be given wet noodles. That's what I am asked to do every week with this fucking show. Really. Create something new and special and interesting, and this is what I'm giving. Give me a fucking fighting chance. A fighting chance.
I think for Joe and I, it's past 90 nights.
The epitome.
I think shit. We both lost it.
I would argue you might not have ever had it. You done?
Yeah.
Back away from the microphone then.
Okay.
You shouldn't be that close to it.
Ever.
Well, all right. I guess that was the awake half of you chiming in.
Oh, shit.
So that's how I do four shows in one night, Miss Helix.
Oh, I see how you did that.
That's a long ass
That's
night.
A long night.
I might also actually sneak in a meeting with Roger in that evening as well.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
I don't see how.
Between the third and the fourth show.
Okay, then you do have time.
Because I'm closing the Broadway Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, April 21st, I'll be in Weston, PA, at the Nuremberg Fire Department. Honestly, Nuremberg.
It is a Nuremberg Trials.
Yeah. That's not good for
me. Doesn't have a good ring for
no.
it to it, no.
What's the audience going to be made up? Nazis? I don't like this at all.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'll see something to piss them off about that. At the Nuremberg Fire Department. For tickets, call 570-384-3518. So, yeah. Busy week.
Busy, yeah.
Busy week. This is fun tonight.
Yes.
Good times.
As opposed to other times? You said it like you were surprised.
Yeah, no. Like, it was fun.
This was fun tonight.
Yeah, fun all the time.
Holy shit, this was fun tonight.
Yes.
So we appreciate those of you who listen live.
Yes.
Those of you who listen on the podcast. Those of you who choose to ignore us. Drive into a telephone pole.
Right. We don't need you. Okay.
Exactly. But that was it. So if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
One.
Either way, please keep on listening.